We've talked a lot about race on the show the last couple of weeks, and we talk a lot about where people are falling short and it's not working out. And Menominee Falls, the school district there, is kind of been doing something for a couple years that is working with their minority population and minority students. It's the school district, and it's a really great lady. Her name is Alicia Moutrie. She's the president and CEO of 4AM Consulting, and I had the chance to talk to Alicia earlier today. How important is it that when we talk to students and via them their parents in school districts, we really listen to what students need instead of talking to students about what they need?
Absolutely. I think it's extremely important that we listen to students and families. Again, students and families have a lot of options when it comes to schooling and their education. And so at some point we got to figure out, like, what is it that they need and how might we be able to provide the things that they need? Not what we think they need, but what they know from being a part of the educational world. So, yeah, very super important to be able to listen to them.
You know, Alicia, it's interesting. I know you did a survey and you found that in Menominee Falls, kids really liked their school, but didn't always feel like they belonged, and there were obstacles they felt to getting them exactly what they needed. In a nutshell, what did you find, and then what did the district do? What are they doing to try to address that?
Yeah, so the district has committed to, again, hearing the student voice and not only hearing it but acting to it as well. So I've conducted up to date about 16 different focus groups with students. Again, not only just focusing in on, you know, what they want to see different in the school to make them feel like they belong, but also I've been saying don't just admire the problem, but let's do some solution finding. Let's figure out how we may go about being a part of finding out how to make the school system a little bit better. And so when we did some of the focus groups, some of the quick things that kind of came out, you know, one of all, they loved having this opportunity to have dialogue with an external person, not somebody that they felt like they couldn't talk to because they were going to be punished for some of the things that they said, somebody that's just there for them. So they enjoyed that. They talked a lot about how do we provide professional development around culture, not only just for students, but for teachers, staff, and parents. They talked, creative ideas is they talked about maybe having some type of a protocol or standard around addressing racial undertones. Mm-hmm. So we know in school systems they have things around bullying, some non-negotiables, and I thought the students came up with a really good idea about, like, let's talk about that around race as well. What's a non-negotiable? You know, what will people have consequences for, and what will the rules be for the school that's going to be a district-wide deal? And then finally, I think the last thing I'll talk about is that seeking the diverse staff and being able to see themselves in some curriculum. And I think I'll end by saying when it comes to the seeking diverse staff, one of the things that they started doing already is there is a club now within the high school that talks a lot about, like, prepping and trying to pique the interest of students becoming educators. So we know that diverse population of staff, that's a nationwide issue, a nationwide gap. And so the question is, what can we do here? What can we do now? And so it's all about growing your own. So I know that if a student's interested in education, they're going to get an automatic interview with Menominee Falls. And again, we have a club now that they're working on trying to really pique the interest of students to go into teaching.
We're talking to Alicia Moutrie. I love the name of the organization, and this is at the fabric of how you roll. You let the kids come up with the name. Tell me the name and what
I
it means.
I did. So they call themselves VOICE, and that stands for Voices of Individuals Changing Education. And I'm thinking, how fitting, because that's exactly what they're hoping for, that their voice is heard and that the district is willing to take action on the voice that they hear.
Wow, I love that. So you've done this for a couple of years. Are things headed the right direction in Menominee Falls?
I absolutely think that things are headed in the right direction. I think the first direction is being able to listen to our students and then putting them in leadership roles to make some of these things come into play. So this VOICE high school group has spoken to new teacher seminars. So they've not only just, you know, been in the school doing things, but they got a chance to talk to the new teachers that came on board for 2 years in a row. They spoke to a parent group 1 year. They actually started and helped me to begin to implement a Voice Junior at the middle school.
Wow.
They're doing acts of kindness projects within the school just to talk about, you know, they want to be seen, not only just to talk about what they want, but they actually want to do some action. So they want to be able to work and show that a diverse group of students can come together to be a part of the solution and not just the problem.
I love to listen to her talk. Alicia Moutrie is the president and CEO of 4AM Consulting. A little bit of light in the world we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks.